Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome to the Agents of Inclusion podcast brought to you by Special Olympics and Odyssey. My name is JR from the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio, and every week we drop a new episode highlighting how we can utilize sports to be more inclusive and bring us together. Make sure you subscribe so you can get the new episodes when they drop, which is every single Wednesday. For this episode, we're going to Southern California to hear from athlete Brett Laza and partner Kim Unlin. Not only do they participate with Special Olympics, they are and have been involved with the law enforcement torch run. We'll learn all about that and how law enforcement has partnered with Special Olympics to help support some cool causes. Here's a teaser. The largest law enforcement focused charitable organization in the world is the Law Enforcement Torch Run. For Brett and Kim in particular, the Torch Run has taken them from Southern California to Berlin for this summer's Special Olympics World Games. We're going to hear about that experience because we know that was quite a trip. And let's not waste any more time. Let's get to Brett and Kim. It's another edition of the Agents of Inclusion podcast, and this time we're going to Southern California, Los Angeles, to check in with two individuals who just came back to Berlin, and it's all about the law enforcement torch run as well. I want to welcome Brett. I want to welcome Kim. How are you guys doing?
I'm doing good.
I'm doing great. Happy to be here.
No, and for anyone who sees the visuals to this podcast, we're going to find out more about the law enforcement torch run and why you guys have on these beautiful t-shirts, of which I wish I had one, but we'll get there. Okay. Well, let me start off with you, Brett. How long have you been participating in Special Olympics?
I have been in Special Olympics for 19 years. Where I can show my abilities rather than my disabilities.
I love it, man. We all have different levels of ability. And what sports have you participated in? I know it's a real long list.
I played track and field, floorball, tennis, swimming, volleyball, bowling, every sport.
you're a multi-athlete. And what about you, Kim? How long have you been involved with Special Olympics?
I've been involved off and on, but I really got involved in 2010. That's when I was first invited by my chief at the time, who was the law enforcement torch run director. She invited me to go to summer games. And it was at that moment where I just caught it. I caught the bug. I experienced something I'd never experienced before. And I knew then that I don't know really what this is, but I want to get more involved with it.
Oh, well, you're a veteran now. And I'm gonna ask you momentarily to explain the law enforcement torch run. But I do want to ask Brett, out of all of those sports that you play, what drew you to Special Olympics? Was it a family member? Who said that you should be involved in this, Brett?
When I was a little boy, my brother played baseball. My mom and dad wanted me to be involved in something like sports. Through Special Olympics, I am able to meet many people and make lifelong friends. It gives me self-confidence and courage without being judged, and it has also helped me to become more independent. Special Olympics has helped me to become a leader and advocate for others.
I love it, man. I love it. And I mean, with answers and experiences like that, I could certainly understand, Kim, why this is something that you were drawn to. Now, when it comes to the law enforcement torch run, we know about Special Olympics. We know about the events that take place all around the country and cities all over the world. What exactly is the law enforcement torch run? What does that specifically have to do with Special Olympics?
Well, we have a unique relationship, JR. The law enforcement torch run, it started as an idea by some of the officers in 1981 in Wichita, Kansas, where they wanted to do something for Special Olympics athletes. And they came up with an idea, hey, let's run with the torch, the flame of hope, and open up the games in Wichita, Kansas. And that was just a spark that started back then. And now our founding father, Richard Lemunyan, says we're a roaring flame of stability worldwide. So the law enforcement torch run, there's about 100,000 officers annually that participate in the torch run. And we are the guardians of the flame of hope. And our job is to make sure the flame arrives safely to all of the Special Olympics games throughout the world. But we're more than just a run. We raise awareness. We unite the communities raise awareness and funds for our Special Olympics athletes. And we also are the champions for inclusion and acceptance for people with intellectual disabilities. We have a very unique partnership and a love and a bond with our athletes. And we love our athletes and love being part of their lives and being there to support them, to put on those champion ribbons or give them the champion ribbons and medals at the events. And we also do crazy things throughout the year. In fact, this last weekend, a couple of our officers planned what we called Float with the Flame. So we went to a lazy river and we had inflatable torches and we went around a lazy river bringing awareness about Special Olympics and raising funds. But our officers come up with crazy ideas like pulling planes, going over the edge, jumping into cold water, whatever we can what we can do to bring awareness and funds to our Special Olympics athletes. So it's a very special bond.
The fun didn't peak in Berlin, Germany. You guys came back from Berlin and found even more fun things to do, huh?
Oh, we're not bored. There's always something going on for Special Olympics and ways to support and raise money for our athletes. So no, we keep it going all year round.
I love it. And then Brett, from your perspective, when and how long have you participated with the law enforcement torch run?
I have been involved in the law enforcement torch run for about 12 years. I have made many amazing experiences. I started with tipping up fundraisers, copping on rooftops, plane pulls, polar plunges, running with many local agencies from the law enforcement torch run for about 12 years. They are like a second family.
I can dig it, man. And it's pretty cool to go from Los Angeles and then go out to Berlin to do this. Talk to us about running the final leg in Berlin, because correct me if I'm wrong, you started in Southern California and then you ran a final leg in Germany, right?
Yes.
How was that?
It was a huge honor to be with the LETR as a guardian of the flame, and I was proud to carry the flame of hope for the 2023 Special Olympics World Games in Berlin, where we can spread awareness about acceptance, inclusion, equality, and respect. I also met many people and made friends from all around the world.
That's cool, man. Well, let me ask you this, Kim. What was the experience like for you being out in Berlin, Germany, and witnessing this?
It was life-changing. Just the honor of one being selected and then going to Germany, running through the streets of Berlin and Brandenburg with the flame of hope, spreading awareness about inclusion and acceptance, especially in the country that wasn't always the case. So being part of that history, seeing the community support. We went into 19 communities, and the communities that came out to show their love for our athletes was absolutely incredible. Going to the actual opening ceremonies and having the special honor and privilege of welcoming the athletes onto the field from all over the world, the excitement, the joy in their eyes, and just seeing how all the countries just embrace our athletes was amazing. And then just being around the officers from all over the world, there were 109 of us part of this team, all sharing the same love for our athletes, uniting together to safely bring the Flame of Hope to start the opening ceremony games. Life-changing, absolutely life-changing. Being around Brett and the other athletes that were part of our final lake team, they are the fearless influencers in our lives, and just watching them just love and accept us officers and be just part of our movement was incredible.
Wow. Brett, you hear Kim talk about her experience. Did you enjoy Berlin? Did you have a good time out in Berlin, Germany?
Yes.
Any favorite moments or experiences, any memories out in Germany?
It was fun greeting the athletes from all around the world as they went onto the field for the opening ceremonies. I also enjoy watching them compete.
Okay, I can dig it. Now listen, it's been quite a few years since I've been out to Berlin, Germany. And so I know how to order food. I know how to get around. I know how to say hello. Diesen Bus zum Flughafen. Is this the bus that's going to take me to the airport? Kim, have you learned anything, or did you learn or pick anything up? I guess for both of you guys, did you learn anything out in Berlin?
We did. Brett, do you want to tell them what Torch Run means in German? Do you want me to say it, or are you going to say it?
You
let me say it. So in German, the word for torch run is Fackellauf. So we had a lot of fun with that word for sure.
Okay, I'm going to try to say it, and Brett, you let me know if I said it. Okay, Kim, say it one more time.
Fackellauf.
Fackellauf.
Very yes. Good.
Brett, I said it okay?
Good.
Brett, let me hear you say it now. I want to make sure one more time. Fackellauf. Your turn, Brett. Go ahead.
Fackellauf.
Okay. Not job. Too bad. Not too bad. Not too bad.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app.
Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
So, Brett, I understand you play so many sports. You just ran through to us a few minutes ago all the sports that you play. When you're not participating in sports, what are some of your other hobbies? Is it TV? Is it games? What else do you like to do?
I like hiking, biking, fishing, doing puzzles, and hanging out with family and friends. And I also help out at church.
Okay. I like that, man. You keep busy. When do you find time to relax?
Off season for Special Olympics.
Okay.
He didn't mention he also works.
And I also work too.
Oh, that's cool, man. You must feel real proud about everything that you do. Who has inspired you, Brett, to do all of these things and go out and be amazing and be so busy?
There are a few people who inspires me. One of them is Apollo Ohno. He won 8 medals in speed skating. He is a global ambassador for the Special Olympics. The other one, Usain Bolt, he likes to run fast.
Oh, that's cool, man. I've actually interviewed both of them. They're pretty fun guys. What we'll do is we're going to tag them to make sure that they see this, okay? Those are your inspirations. We're going to make sure that we tag them. Hey, Kim, for you as well, what inspires you? I know you've had this life-changing experience more than a decade ago, but what still keeps you going?
Our athletes. Our athletes have an amazing ability to be, like I said before, fearless influencers. What Brett did not share is I call him the training officer, because he's done so many torch runs. He knows how the torch run's supposed to be held. He knows who's supposed to hold it. So he was training all of us officers how to properly run with the torch and be part of the torch run team. He was the first athlete to be on the international planning committee for the World Games in Berlin. So our athletes, they just teach us so much about life, about how to be kind, how to be inclusive, how to be loving and supportive. So they inspire me. Every time I'm around them, I walk away feeling so blessed and loved and encouraged, motivated. They are the reasons why we do what we do.
Hey, Brett, man, you holding that. Is that the proper way to hold the torch? If I was to hold it, that's the way I have to do it, right?
An athlete is on the bottom. An officer is always on top. And don't put it too close to your face. It will burn your hair.
Yeah, I don't need none of my hair getting burned there. Hey, you know something else that we also forgot, Brett, and I don't think you mentioned it. You're also a global messenger for Special Olympics. What does that mean to be a global messenger? What does a global messenger do?
It spreads awareness about acceptance, inclusion, equality, and respect. It gives opportunities to other athletes to become involved with Special Olympics.
Oh my goodness. Hey Kim, you know Brett firsthand. What doesn't Brett do? It's like Brett does everything.
He does everything. And you have to be careful with Brett too, because when he comes up to you and sees you, he runs to you and he gives you a big bear hug and lifts you up. So I always have to tell him, gentle with Kim. He does a lot. He's in the communities wherever he can. He's got the most amazing parents who are very supportive of him. They coach him. It's a wonderful family. They are wherever they can to help support the athletes and also to make sure that the message of awareness and inclusion is out there. So Brett does a lot. He's a blessing to all of us.
It's always good to have extended family, and I can certainly tell that's what you all are. Let me pose this question to you, Kim. when you're not busy, when you're not serving, when you're not out competing or working with Special Olympics, what are some of your hobbies?
Good question. So I retired after 35 years in law enforcement recently. So Special Olympics really is one of my hobbies. I'm also involved with another organization for a resident for places where those with special needs live. I love to hike, run, spend time with my amazing family. That keeps me busy.
Mm-hmm. I love it. Congratulations on the time. And it's cool to see you still active in the community. Brett, this might be my last question for you, man. Is there something that you want to do that you haven't done? Is there a place that you want to go? Is there food that you want to try? It seems like you've done so much. What's next for you, Brett? What do you want to do?
I want to go to Japan.
Wow. What do you want to see in Japan? Is it the food? Is it some of the games? What do you want to do in Japan?
The food and games and everything. I just want to just walk around in Japan.
I can dig it, man. A world traveler. And what about you, Kim? You know, you've done and accomplished so much. What else do you want to do here?
Wow, that's a good question. I guess just keep looking at ways that I can support Special Olympics and the athletes. I've been really blessed with travel. So now just doing more that I can with the gifts that God's given me.
For anyone who wants to find out more information about the Law Enforcement Torch Run, where would they be able to go?
We have a website, and this is for Southern California. It's the Special Olympics Southern California, and there's a link to the Law Enforcement Torch Run. But I know internationally as well, just go to letr.org, and you'll find out more information.
I love it. And Brett, hey, I got one final request for you, Brett. What does inclusion mean to you? What's inclusion?
Inclusion means to me being treated like everyone else and being a part of the community.
I love it. And I certainly feel that community. And like I said, I feel that family that you guys have been able to build between both you and also Kim. Is there anything else that you guys want to share about your experience in Germany or anything going on in Southern California? Anything you guys want to add?
We have a lot going on, huh, Brett? We've got a plane pool coming up. We've got a shoot for inclusion coming up. We got softball tournaments. We're not bored. There's always something going on. There's competitions going on all the time. I just encourage everybody to go to one Special Olympics event and you'll get what we're talking about here. And your life will be absolutely enriched and blessed.
Listen, I appreciate you guys so much for coming through and sharing the message. And I wish y'all nothing but the best. When I get back to California, hopefully I can see you guys sooner than later. Okay.
Do you want to do a polar plunge?
Do I want to do a polar plunge? How cold is the water?
32 degrees.
What time of year do you do it? Wintertime,
March.
Huh? March? How about this? If I can make it to California in March, you can count on me to do a polar plunge, okay?
Okay.
Let's see if I can do it. You have my word, and everybody listening has heard it, and I will certainly be reminded of it, okay?
Okay.
All right, Brett. Thank you so much. I hope to see you in person, hopefully in March, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Brett, and thank you so much, Kim. Appreciate
thank
you guys.
Thank you so much.
Shout out to Brett and Kim for all they do to raise awareness, funds, and support for Special Olympics. I think I'm really going to have to do the polar plunge. I think I backed myself into a corner there. And whether you're plunging or not, go to specialolympics.org to see how you can support wherever you live. And you heard from Kim. Go to letr.org to learn about the Torch Run. I'm JR from CBS Sports Radio, and this is the Agents of Inclusion podcast brought to you by Special Olympics and Odyssey. New episodes drop every Wednesday, but don't just follow and subscribe. Embrace others, help folks out, and be inclusive.